Hello, my name is Emmanuel Gunton, and today I will be talking about why you should vote.
I persuade Australian voters to exercise their full democratic rights, the rights that the captives in Auschwitz-Birkenau did not have access to. We have the freedom in this country in so many areas. Do you enjoy going out to dinner with your friends or having a birthday party? In Australia, we have the right to gather with others as long as it's legal. Do you think all countries are like this? No way! In Auschwitz, as described in The Boy in Striped Pyjamas, Bruno and Shmuel were frightened they would get in trouble for gathering at the fence, meeting together, even though that was their choice. On page 132, Bruno, on one side of the fence, says to Shmuel on the other side of the fence, quote, "Or I could come to you," unquote. Shmuel replies, quote, "You're on the wrong side of the fence. I'm not supposed to be here. If they catch me, I'll be in trouble," unquote. In 1938, Nazi laws said that Jewish children could not go to school, and the Jewish teachers were banned from teaching in public schools. They had no opportunity to the right of assembly because the Germans had made laws to remove it. You need to vote to be able to keep this right and others.
In Australia, we have the right to movement, to move from state to state and leave the country even in a crisis. Do you enjoy going on overseas trips or travelling around Australia? On the other hand, in the oppression in Auschwitz sourced from The Boy in Striped Pyjamas, Shmuel told Bruno about his past and how he and his family were forced to move to behind a big brick wall in one room with 11 other people. Quote from Shmuel, "We were told we couldn't live in our house. We had to move to a different part of Krakow, where the soldiers built a big wall, and my mother and father and my brother and I had to live in one room." Unquote. Also, when the crisis of Hitler came upon the Jews, they didn't have the freedom to leave the country without smuggling out. You have to vote now to keep the law of movement stable.
A lot of people today think that voting is a hassle and a waste of time. But you aren't using your voice that the people in Auschwitz-Birkenau were locked away from. In the story of The Boy in Striped Pyjamas, Bruno and the maid had a conversation about how he felt about where they were living. The maid, in turn, answered that Bruno might get them in trouble. Bruno said, quote, "I'm not allowed to say what I feel," unquote. The maid said, quote, "Just keep quiet about it, Bruno," unquote. On the contrast, in Australia, we have the right to have our opinion and to express it, but it needs to be safe and no illegal actions on it. So use your voice by voting today.
Today, I have a special guest with me, Shiloh Gunton. Shiloh is an expert on anti-Semitic laws in Germany under Nazi rulership. Welcome, Shiloh.
Thank you.
We read some of these laws now and we are amazed at how people think that these laws were just and fair. How did they get to this point?
It definitely did not start out there. It started off with laws that said the Jews weren't Germans and were redefined as subjects.
What are some of these laws, Shiloh?
It started off in 1933 with the expulsion of Jewish doctors, lawyers, army officers, and teachers from their jobs. It continued to those defined as Jews being injected from the government position by removing them from newspaper offices and tax consultants and auctioneers. They further eliminated them from society.
So, what were the results of these laws?
these laws one by one over a space of time systematically ostracized Jews from the German society. Just as removing a flower from the bush kills it, these laws eliminated the Jews from every area of society, and they no longer had a voice for influence. And in the long run, this led to a lot of their deaths. In contrast, in Australia, we have the right to be a part of any society, club, or group without interference from the government. By voting, you have a voice with influence in your society.
And now, an audio drama by Speak It. It's Sunday morning and the town is gathering for church. Reverend Albert Gordon is about to stand up and preach. God has called you to protect your wife, your family, your children, and your country. Some wars are for the good of humanity. When our peace is at threat, freedom in danger, and ultimate power is held by one person without the right to object, with fear of death, this war is worth fighting. But not all the people listening agree. Desmond Doss was not in agreement. He was getting restless, and finally he stood and said, "With all respect, Reverend, I must interject. What are we to do with thou shalt not kill? My conscience will decide my actions without interference from the government. My beliefs and me. If I do not have the freedom for my own beliefs, I am not being me. Auschwitz Birkenau warns us of the danger of government forming the beliefs and actions as the conscience of a nation." In Australia, we are so blessed that we have these laws and freedoms to vote today and feel proud about it. Thank you for listening to my podcast.